that?
A Greek. You could sit it up on the fall. They call them Greeks.
To cook in?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Just a little round thing with legs on it, with a handle on it. Just where you could pick it up and set boilers and things on it. Set your skillet up there. You know what a skillet is?
What does it look like? Just a flat bottom?
Yeah.
Thing?
With a handle on it.
Did you? Go ahead.
I got a skillet.
Did you ever see a skillet with little legs on it?
Yeah. That's what you call them. Dutch oven, ain't it? That's what I'm talking about. Well, yeah, I've seen one.
And what do you call that, that part of the fireplace there?
The hearth.
Okay. And if you were going to build a fire, how would you do that? What kind of wood would you use?
Well, you have some irons that look like, they call them dog irons. But it's an iron made out like that, away in a handle. Comes up about this high to hold the wood, and you put you some kindling under there, and you strike your match, put you some paper. We used to have coal oil, but I don't know if we're going to have it anymore or not. Pour a little coal oil on there and put your green wood on top of it, and it catch a fire, and it burns. It makes good heat. I'd rather have a fireplace than anything. If I wasn't scared of this old fireplace, I'd have a fireplace now. But I'm scared of it. This house is about 75, 80 years old, the schoolhouse is.
You scared it would set the house on fire?
Yeah. Cause the bricks been falling down. We can't get up out of sea. And so I'm scared to set the house on fire.
You know, sometimes if you build a fire, you take sort of a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace.
Well, that's called a back log. Did you know what it was called? Great big round piece of wood about this big, you put a back log and you put split wood in front of it. And that back log stays there all night long. And next morning, you just, all you got to do is put your kindling and your wood on there and you'll get it started and it'll go on. Yeah, I know what you call it.
And that part up there,
that's the mantelpiece.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney,
that's soot.
Okay.
Have you ever seen a soot?
I think so. Just that black stuff that gets all over you.
And the smoke goes out up through the chimney. It's better than a heater. Of course, a heater can warm up quicker, but a fireplace don't make as much mess as a heater.
Doesn't make as much mess?
No, you can get the ashes out more, because it's bigger. And a heater's got a little dough to it.
You mean a heater like that?
No, that's a gas heater. You don't use one like that. You got to put a heater, it's got four legs on it, and it sets up about this high, and it's got a top dough, and it's got a little dough down there, and you put your wood down there. You run stove pipes out somewhere. Do you know what a stove pipe is?
What's that?
It's a great long pipe, about that long, tin. And you run them out of place, and put them down on that heater. That's what you call a stove pipe.
Would you burn coal in the stove or what?
You burn wood. We don't burn no coal down in the South.
Did you ever, you know what they carry coal in? Do you know what that's called?